Welcome to episode 321 of the Deeper Christian Podcast. This is the podcast to help you study God's Word, know Jesus intimately, and discover how you can build your life around Jesus Christ. I'm Nathan Johnson, and in today's episode, I want to talk about living in the now and not yet. Let's dive in. Recently, I've been studying in Ephesians 4:30 for an upcoming message, and it's interesting, in that passage, Paul is talking about the fact that as believers, we have been sealed with the Holy Spirit for the day of redemption. And it's interesting that term day of redemption is a unique term just to the book of Ephesians, but it's that same idea that Paul talks about as the day of the Lord or the day of Christ in some of his other letters. And as I was looking at this idea of the day of redemption, it's interesting that it's this idea of the future thing, but you could argue, well, aren't we redeemed now? And there's this beautiful concept that scholars throughout history has talked about in terms of what Scripture portrays as the now and not yet. In other words, there are two aspects to our redemption. We have been redeemed by Christ Jesus now. That it is a present reality that we have redemption by the blood of Christ. And yet, there is this future redemption that is still to come. For example, in Ephesians 1:7, Paul says that in Jesus, we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of our transgressions according to the riches of his grace. And in other words, Paul says, you have redemption. He says in Colossians 1:13 through 14 that Jesus rescued us from the authority or domain of darkness and transferred us to the kingdom of the Son of his love, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So here is God who has taken us from this domain of darkness, the authority that darkness had over us, and has brought us into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, that Paul says, in whom we have redemption, the forgiveness of sins. So we have redemption. So as you look at that idea, we have a now reality of redemption. And yet again, there is this future concept of redemption that is still to come. In Romans 8, verse 22 through 23, Paul says, for we know that the whole of creation groans and suffers the pains of childbirth together until now. And not only this, but also we ourselves, having the first fruits of the Spirit, even we ourselves groan within ourselves, eagerly waiting for our adoption as sons, the redemption of our body. And if you look back in Ephesians, you can say, well, I thought we were adopted, and I thought we were redeemed. And yet here is this idea that Paul says in Romans that there's this longing, there's this groaning of creation for the fullness of adoption, for the fullness of our redemption. So again, it is a now and not yet reality. We are redeemed, but our day of redemption is still to come, which I just think, again, is just a phenomenal concept. And this idea is also true when it comes to salvation. I love how salvation is talked about in the New Testament. It's kind of given as all three tenses, past, present, and future. And I just thought it'd be really neat in this episode to talk through those three realities of salvation, because it, again, portrays what does it mean to live in the tension of the now and the not yet. So really quickly, when we talk about salvation, there's this idea that our salvation is past tense, that we have been saved. We were saved sometime in the past. 2 Timothy 1:9 says this, God, who has saved us and called us with a holy calling, not according to our works, but according to his own purpose and grace, which was given to us in Christ Jesus from all eternity. Again, we have been saved in the past. That when you came to Christ, because of his work upon the cross, you were saved. It's this past event. Listen to how 1 Corinthians 6:11 talks about the past. Paul writes, "And such were some of you, but you were washed, you were sanctified, and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and in the Spirit of our God." Do you hear how all of this redemption work was past tense? In Titus 2, verse 11, Paul says, "For the grace of God has appeared, bringing salvation to all men." Or in chapter 3, verse 4 and 5 of Titus, he goes on and says, "But when the kindness and the affection of God our Savior appeared, he saved us, not by works which we did in righteousness, but according to his mercy, through the washing of regeneration and renewing by the Holy Spirit." Again, salvation is this past tense concept that we have been saved. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 8 and 9, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and this is not of yourselves, it is the gift of God, not of works, so that no one may boast." So when we look at salvation, you could say, well, one aspect of our salvation is that it is past tense. God did this work and we were saved. But that's not the only salvation that we get to experience. Now, yes, a lot of times I'll talk about that as like the big S salvation, meaning I fully came to Christ. I gave up my life to embrace Jesus. I allowed Christ to be Lord and Savior of my life. And so I was radically saved. And it's a big S salvation, and we don't want to minimize that, but that salvation took place in the past. And yet, though there is this past reality of salvation, I need salvation today. That there are things that are going to be happening today that I need the grace, the mercy, and the salvation of my God for the everyday moments of my life. And so there is this idea of presently being saved. In Greek, it's a really beautiful idea to think that the present tense is not just like the now and then it stops. But the idea in Greek is that the present tense is the ever-present tense, meaning whenever you're in the present, this is the reality. And so let me just give you a few verses that give this idea of the present tense salvation, that God has a desire to bring about an ongoing salvation, or what we would typically say, a sanctification, where he is saving, he is sanctifying, he is making you holy, he is conforming you to the image of Christ. And there is this daily ongoing work of salvation happening in your life. So yes, you have this big S salvation that's happened in the past, but you have these little S salvations that are taking place moment by moment in your life, because we still need at this moment Jesus as our Savior. So let me just give you a few passages. 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 18 says this, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Paul says that we are currently at this moment being saved by the power of God, that there is this active work of God in our lives bringing forth salvation. In 2 Corinthians 2:15, Paul says, "For we are a fragrance of Christ to God among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing." In Philippians 2, verse 12 through 13, Paul writes, "So then, my beloved, just as you have always obeyed, not as in my presence only, but now much more in my absence, work out your salvation with fear and trembling, for it is God who is at work in you, both to will and to work for his good pleasure." In other words, salvation is being worked out in your life through God who is at work in us. So if I'm supposed to work out my salvation with fear and trembling, do you realize it is an ongoing process? It's not over yet. And yet it is God who is at work within me, bringing about the working of my salvation. It's such a beautiful passage and a concept. In 2 Thessalonians 2:13, Paul writes this, "But we should always give thanks to God for you, brothers, beloved by the Lord, because God has chosen you as the first fruits for salvation through sanctification by the Spirit and faith in the truth. So again, there's this idea that God is working out salvation in your life through sanctification. In other words, through His Spirit, He is making you holy. He's changing you. He's ever conforming you to the image of Christ. So, and again, if you want to see some of these passages, I'll put them in the show notes. But as God is sanctifying us, right, because of His Spirit that lives within us, which you can see in 1 Thessalonians 5, 23 through 24, He is conforming us to the image of Christ. He's making us holy, which, as Hebrews 12, 14 says, that you won't see the Lord unless you are holy. But He does this through His Spirit and through His Word. In other words, here in 2 Thessalonians 2:13, we're told that salvation through sanctification comes by the Spirit. And Jesus in John 17, 17 says that we are sanctified by His Word. So there's this dual reality of the Spirit and the Word bringing about an ever-increasing holiness and an ever-conformity to the image of Christ, that He is making you holy. Again, is what we call the process of sanctification. And so, again, I was saved, that there's this big S salvation in my life, but then there are these little S salvations, and there's a present reality of being saved, that I am currently being saved. And praise the Lord for that. That is so amazing that He didn't just save me back in the day, and now I'm just like, okay, I guess I'll just kind of grit my teeth until I die. But that work of salvation that He started, and again, it's a big S salvation. I don't want to downplay that. And yet what He began in my life, He is faithful to bring to completion, that He's continually sanctifying, moving, saving me because He is my salvation. So there's this past idea, there's a present idea, but there's also a future idea of salvation. In Romans 5, verse 9 through 10, Paul says, "Much more than having now been justified by His blood, we shall be saved from the wrath of God through Him. For if, while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God through the death of His Son, much more, having been reconciled, we shall be saved by His life." And you hear two times in that passage this idea that you will be saved, that there is a salvation that is still to come. And if you say, well, I thought I was saved, I thought I am being saved, and I'd say, woo, yes, you're right. But there is this day of salvation that is still to come, when all of that salvation work will be finished, there's this completion idea, and now we will be with the Lord. Romans 13, verse 11 says this, "And do this, knowing the time, that it is already the hour for you to awaken from sleep, for now salvation is nearer to us than when we believed." So when we believed, yes, we were saved, and yet now salvation is even nearer, meaning, again, there's this day of salvation still to come. In 1 Thessalonians 5:8, Paul says, "But since we are of the day, let us be sober, having put on the breastplate of faith and love, and as a helmet, the hope of salvation." In other words, there is a grand hope and expectation in my life because that day of salvation is still to come. Now, all that being said, let me remind us that all salvation is in Christ Jesus and because of His work upon the cross. In other words, it's not that He saved me back then and suddenly now I'm responsible for my salvation. That is not how it works. That salvation always comes in Christ Jesus through faith because of what He did upon that cross. So though there is a past, a present, and a future reality of salvation, all of it is because of Christ Jesus, which I've often said on this podcast, that when you look at the name Jesus, it is even more profound in this discussion because the name Jesus is a compound of the word God or Jehovah or Yahweh and the verb in Hebrew meaning salvation. So it's this idea of Yahweh saves, or Yahweh is salvation. So when you look at Jesus, and remember the angel Gabriel comes to Mary and says, you will name him Jesus. Why? Because he will save his people from their sins. He is salvation. And that's even what his name means. So whether it's past, whether it's present, whether it's future, our salvation is found singularly, only, solely in Jesus, because he is our salvation. So what would it look like if you and I began to live in this tension and this reality of the now and the not yet? That I have salvation, I have redemption in Christ Jesus, yet he's working that out of my life. He's sanctifying my life. And yet there's this not yet component of my redemption or my salvation that I'm waiting with great hope and expectancy for this day of redemption, for the longing of my of the fruition or the completion of salvation itself. And as you and I are living in this tension of the now and not yet, it should be a reminder that we should freshly gaze upon the Lord, that we should freshly be excited for all that he is doing in us, and that we would keep our focus, our trust, our hope, and our faith in him alone. Well, I hope that's just an encouragement for the days in which we live, that I was saved, but I am being saved this day, and yet I will be saved in the future. What an amazing reality that we have in Christ Jesus. Well, thank you for listening to this episode of the Deeper Christian Podcast. For show notes of this episode, including a list of all those verses that I mentioned, please visit deeperchristian.com/321 for episode 321. And until next time, know I'm cheering you on and I'm praying for you as we continue to build our lives on the one who is our salvation, both past, present, and future, Jesus Christ. See you next time.